Ladies and gentlemen, it's Thursday, June 20th. Did you survive Juneteenth? Consider yourself lucky. Some didn't. That's actually sad. But here you are on this Thursday, June 20th, 2024 edition of the InfoWars War Room, your election headquarters with 138 days until the presidential election, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. The fastest 3 hours on the internet start now. We've got maybe a bit of a medium to light news desk today. Heavy video list, but a bit of a light news desk. We do have some political news, some developments in Trump's legal challenges. RFK Jr. officially out at the presidential debate. That really surprises nobody. And I like RFK Jr. I think he's his own man, and that is an admirable quality in politics these days, even if I disagree with some of his policy stances and some of the things he says about big issues. I believe he's making up his own mind, and he's deciding these things based off how he feels, and so that's admirable. So he's kind of railing against the corrupt system, if you will, in response to this. So we'll have that coming up. And there are a lot of races that we're really starting to hone into with this election coming up. And it really makes me realize there's a reason why the Democrats are so panicked, because you're looking at a situation where the Republicans could take the Senate and get like a 15-20 seat majority, maybe more in the House, with a lot of strong candidates getting through. And if Joe Biden is at the top of their ticket, the Democrats are screwed. And so they know how to use the balance of power in D.C. with the House and the Senate, plus their deep state friends embedded in all the bureaucracies, that they can maybe lose a presidential election, but still maintain a lot of the control in D.C. So it's really, I think, more reason to believe they're going to replace Joe Biden. But now officially a week until the first presidential debates, I think we'll get a good idea as to how Joe performs there, whether or not they decide to move forward with him. But when you think about the cost to them politically with losing the House and the Senate, that might just be too big of a risk to take. It'd be one thing just to lose the White House and say, okay, we'll regroup. But to lose total control, that might be too big for them to risk. So we're kind of honing in on some of that as we're getting closer. The primaries are closing up. We're looking at some of these races. But it all comes down to, can we get a fair result? And so there's a lot of things we're looking at now, including something going on in Michigan, some things developing in Texas, Oklahoma. We know how the Democrats are going to cheat. And with some of these developments, it's almost as if it's their open plan to cheat. So they're writing laws and passing bills that make it impossible to stop them from cheating. And it's beyond just getting non-citizens to vote. That might be a bigger issue down the road, but they don't want voter signature verification. They don't even want you to be able to do an audit. So you can't say, hey, we're going to investigate this election. We're going to do an audit. We're going to do a recount. They want to nullify that, specifically in Michigan, a big swing state. So we got a lot of that coming up. Joe Biden says he's taking the border very seriously. Of course, it's hard to take him seriously. But why is it that Joy Reid, who has a new wardrobe and hairdo, is on air laughing about a young girl getting raped at knife point by an illegal alien? But Joe Biden's taking it seriously, guys.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
In the darkness of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
Well, we're drowning here in Austin. And before we start to get to this news, the crew and I are accepting the reality of the hardcore bigotry of naming storm fronts. We have tropical storm. Did we figure out, is it Alberta or Alberto? It's Alberto. Tropical storm Alberto. Slamming into Texas. It's rained for two straight days here. It's completely insane. But can you believe this during Pride Month that, who is it? The National Weather Service? Who names these things? And they have to switch off. It's a boy and then it's a girl. It's a boy and then it's a girl. When are we going to get a transgender storm? This is unacceptable. And I will stand on this podium during Gay Pride Month and say, how dare the National Weather Service not have a third category, a transgender, not just male, not just female, but transgender. But my God, I guess even that is short-sighted. How many genders are there now? 100, 200, 1,000, a billion? I guess if there's three, there's a billion. So how dare they? But it's pretty wild, the rain for the last 2 days here. I kind of hate it, to be honest. I'm sick of it. Bring back the sun and the 100 degrees, please. Thank you very much. Okay, now not to get off on a weather bent. We do have some weather news. They're telling you it's the hottest days of your life, and it's never been like this before. They're actually saying that. It's never been hot before in the summer, and it's all because of man-made climate change is what they're telling you. But we'll get to that later. Now, this open border issue is really unfathomable. The sheer numbers are unbelievable, yet here we are. 10 million illegal crossings under Joe Biden. But how there's even a debate over this, how this is even a political football that's getting tossed back and forth is actually a story unto itself. We have a wide open border. This whole idea that Joe Biden is trying to secure the border is offensive to our intelligence, to the truth, to reality. And yet they're still trying to convince you that this is the case. And it's even more disgusting that they make jokes about it. Oh, they make a big deal out of these illegal immigrants. Oh, it's funny. I don't think it's funny. I don't think it's funny that young girls are getting raped by illegal immigrants for whatever reason. I don't know what it is. I don't know why there seems to be this high ratio of illegal immigrants that want to rape young girls. I guess those are just the types that are coming over the border. Perhaps that's it. But the Democrats act like it's all this big joke and it's a conspiracy theory and there's nothing to be threatened about. It's not real. Well, what in the hell is that? It's just how disingenuous. It's just the psychological makeup of a committed Democrat now is truly deranged and deviant. And you see it. You see it when Representative Jayapal goes on with Joy Reid and they laugh about a 13-year-old girl being raped. And they laugh. And it's funny. And they call it fear-mongering. And they call it fear-mongering. But let's build up to this. Now, see, here's the crazy part. Everything they do is inversion. Everything they do is reverse reality. This is the party of fear-mongering. This is the party that wants to take an instance like with George Floyd and then tell you if you're black in America, police want to murder you. That's fear-mongering. But then when a 13-year-old girl is raped by an illegal immigrant, and that's a headline, they say, that's fear-mongering. They say that's fear-mongering. So Joe Biden knows this is a devastating political issue. If there's political issues that he's dealing with, it's the economy and it's the open border, which are both taking a back seat to his clear mental and physical decline. But these are the two big policy issues. So he comes out and he says he's not playing politics with the border like Trump is playing politics. Playing politics. Well, actually, that's exactly what he's doing. I think Trump has a border policy that's popular. It's Biden that's playing politics. He opened the border, probably because they want to import these voters. And then he's pretending like he's closing the border. That's playing politics. And Biden says he wants to fix the border. So they released this statement. It's hard to even play this stuff. So they released this statement from Biden who says he's not playing politics with the border. That's what Trump does. And Biden claims he's fixing the border in clip 6.
These are the fears my predecessor is trying to play on.
Fears.
And he says immigrants, and his words are poison the blood of the country. When he calls immigrants, in his words, animals.
Pause it right there. It's impossible. You can't even get through a 30-second clip of these guys without having to break down all the propaganda. Words matter, and words have meaning. We are not talking about immigrants. We are not talking about immigrants. I heard the same thing on a liberal caller on talk radio this morning saying, why are people concerned? Conservatives are complaining that immigrants are going to be police officers in Seattle now. But these are the ones that say that there's not enough police. Don't you see the hypocrisy? Whoa. These are not immigrants. An immigrant is a citizen who goes through the process to become a citizen. That is an immigrant. Big difference. Words have meaning. Words matter. So nobody's complaining about an immigrant becoming a police officer. An immigrant can become a police officer, a teacher. An immigrant can do anything. It's a citizen. It's a immigrant. But again, it's the same thing. What does Biden say? He says, replay the clip again because I've gotten off track. Just start the clip again.
These are the fears my predecessor is trying to play on when he says immigrants, and his words are poison the blood of the country.
Okay, there you go. Pause it right there. So again, we're not talking about immigrants. We're talking about illegal aliens. We're talking, and that's just the legal term for somebody that crosses the border illegally. We're talking about non-citizens. We're talking about criminal trespassers into our country, not immigrants. This is infuriating. And this is what the left does, and this is what the left falls for. So he can sit there and say immigrant. We're not talking about immigrants. We are not talking about immigrants. We are talking about illegal aliens. We're talking about 10 million people from 100 different countries around the world coming here to live off of our welfare state. These are not immigrants. But that's what they do. Words have no meaning to liberals. Words don't matter to liberals. It's all propaganda. So no, Trump did not say immigrants are poisoning our blood. Literally didn't say it. And we're not talking about immigrants. We're talking about illegal aliens. Very important distinction. But part of the propaganda is like melting these words into just kind of this melting pot of confusion and, oh, it doesn't actually matter. Well, somebody that crosses the border illegally, you know, he's an immigrant too. No, he's not. But see, that's what it's all about. It's all about melting all of these words down so that they don't have any meaning anymore. So, okay, but Biden, he's taking the border seriously. Remember? So continue the clip.
Those immigrants, in his words, animals. When he was president, he separated families and children at the border.
It's an Obama policy.
And now he's proposing to rip spouses and children from their families and homes and communities and place them in detention camps. He's actually saying these things. It's hard to believe it's being said.
He's literally
But he's actually saying these things out loud. And it's outrageous.
Folks, this is outrageous.
I'm not interested in playing politics with the border or immigration. I'm interested in fixing it.
Man, if this guy wins, it's just stunning, isn't it? It's just stunning. It's the ultimate gaslighting. Biden is here to fix the border. Okay. Yeah. Yep. Biden is here to fix the border. It's offensive to your intelligence. He lies about everything Trump says. This is just the epitome of your modern day Democrat Party, ladies and gentlemen. Invert reality, lie about everything, and then blame your opponent for the things that you're responsible for. It is just pure gaslighting. It is just pure propaganda. And anybody that falls for this stuff has to be the dumbest person, that's the most ignorant buffoon that has ever walked the surface of this country. If you believe the things Joe Biden says, you are the most ignorant buffoon, and you are destroying this country. You are just as responsible as Joe Biden for the absolute destruction and chaos. And oh, Trump calls them animals. Oh yeah, you mean that. Oh, multiple illegal immigrants or illegal aliens. Multiple illegal aliens have raped children in New York City alone. Are they not animals? You called Trump an animal because he makes a joke about grabbing women. But what about the ones that actually do grab women and little girls and kill them? They're just immigrants. Those are potential future Democrat voters. We don't want to insult them. We want to let them know they're loved. We want to let them know they're loved. And so this is Representative Jayapal with Joy Reid. And the only thing more offensive than this commentary here and them laughing about a young girl being raped is Joy Reid's new appearance. I don't know who's giving this woman fashion advice, but she's going with the new Chris Brown hairdo, the bleach blonde dye buzz cut Chris Brown hairdo, and she bought what appears to be a tan sport coat and then did a black spray paint squiggle job on it, maybe even herself in her own basement. So, just truly odd stuff coming here. But here she is with Jayapal laughing and minimalizing a 13-year-old girl getting raped at knife point. This is how sick they are. Clip three.
Great citizens.
But there's a lot of fear-mongering.
There's a lot of fear-mongering. Absolutely.
You know, and I think it's kind of remarkable that the polls I look at, the national polls, actually, Americans still support immigrants.
Yeah.
They support immigration. It's just that they would like to see a system that actually works and that can keep them safe
yeah.
and secure. And all of us want that. And, you know, I've been working on this issue for 20 years since before I came to Congress.
Yes.
They all
in
want
the streets
that.
As an activist.
Let me show you the this is one of the reasons that people have these sort of thinking, this sort of thinking. Here's the three cable networks reporting of this. Was our banner said, soon Biden announces legal protections for undocumented spouses of U.S. citizens. CNN's banner said, Biden announces new protections for some undocumented spouses. Here was Fox's banner. Migrant arrested for raping 13-year-old in New York City.
Yes.
And so I think that's part of the problem, right?
Exactly.
Is that you have
that's
a lot of fear-mongering.
Exactly.
That's
and
funny. That's part of the problem.
We know that when people have economic insecurity.
Oh, it's because they have economic insecurity they're raping little girls. It's funny, guys. It's funny. Joy Reid, who spends 3 hours in makeup, I guess maybe she's cut that down because she doesn't have any hair anymore. She's not wearing the Trump wig. Now she's got the Chris Brown do. But it's funny to Jayapal. Fox News has a headline that says a 13-year-old girl was raped at knife point. See, that's the problem. The problem is Fox News is covering a young girl getting raped by an illegal immigrant. That's the problem. Not the illegal immigrant that raped her. That poor victim is just struggling financially. They're one step away from blaming the young girl. Yeah, that little girl shouldn't have been standing there. That little girl shouldn't have been standing where the illegal immigrant is rightfully on his own ground. That little girl that got raped, that's her fault. She should have given money to that non-citizen. And they laugh, and it's funny to them. I don't think it would be so funny if it was their family, though. But if it's yours, it's your fault. Poor guy's just struggling for cash. Of course he raped your daughter at knife point. What do you want him to do? He's poor. I mean, what do you do for him? I mean, you just give him a hotel room every night and... three meals a day. Yeah, sure. Sacrifice your daughter to him too. Hell's wrong with you? It's funny to them. That's funny. And it just shows how removed they are from the average American. But this is why they want Fox News off the air. This is why they want anybody that's not fully into their cult off the air, because you're not supposed to report on the young girl that got raped. People don't need to know about that. No. Mexican cartels offering $15,000 VIP travel agency packages to help illegal immigrants sneak into the United States. It's a big business, baby. It's the Biden business of illegal immigration that they just want to rubber stamp and say, yep, you're a citizen now, vote Democrat. I wouldn't be surprised if they have this process started a year from now. Fast track citizenship, and they sit you down in a room and they say, okay, you're here for your fast track citizen test. Okay. Ask him some basic questions. Okay. Now say, what are you likely to vote for? You say Democrat? Citizen. You say Republican? Sorry, you're going to have to wait another couple of years. You know, come back next time. I guess this is just funny to Jayapal and Joy Reid. This is funny. This is fear-mongering. Five men charged with kidnapping after missing Indiana teen found in northeast Missouri. The suspects are accused of kidnapping the 14-year-old. It's funny to Joy Reid. It's funny to Jayapal. And let's see here. The five suspects. Three were from Honduras. Two were from Mexico. That's funny. That's funny to Jayapal. You're fear-mongering. Girls getting raped and sex trafficked and kidnapped by non-citizens, by Biden border crossers. That's funny. Come on, guys. That's funny. That's funny. No, it's actually pretty heartbreaking. Now, this might be a little funny. And they'll have non-citizens living in these soon enough. And we've got some of the B-roll here in clip 19. Luxury high-rise homeless shelter with $600,000 units opens in downtown L.A. So these are these massive complexes that they've built that nobody can afford to live in because California is so expensive. You get like a three-bedroom house, it's like 1,500 square feet, it'll cost you more than $2 million. So they have these big high-rise apartments that nobody can afford, so they're turning them into homeless shelters. So here's the new strategy in California. Just be homeless and you'll get yourself a $600,000 penthouse. Literally. Oh, and they've got a nice spa facility too. And they've got a nice gym, getting a little workout in. Then you head down to the homeless facility, get yourself three hot meals a day. And then go back to your luxury high-rise apartment. It's California, baby. California dreaming. And then, hey, look, they'll fill them with the non-citizens that are homeless too. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. So they build these massive high-rises. Nobody can afford them. And they say, oh, I have an idea. Let's just give them to the homeless. How do you think that's going to go, by the way? Have you ever seen what happens to projects in Atlanta or St. Louis or Baltimore? I lived in St. Louis long enough to actually witness this. They'll build brand new housing projects within 5-10 years, just completely degraded. I mean, I've seen it. I specifically remember in parts of South St. Louis, around like Lafayette Boulevard, brand new housing project, pretty nice. Pretty nice houses, nice units, nice front lawns, nice little area they got. And then within 5-10 years, just completely degraded because of course they don't care. They don't own them. They don't pay for them. So they don't really care about upkeep. That's just a general human psychological observation. If you work for something and earn something and own something, you usually take better care of it. It's kind of like why parents will maybe give their kids a pet or something so they can learn to take care of something and appreciate something. Oh yeah. How do you think those $500,000 and up luxury apartments in LA are going to fare when the homeless are coming in and they're going to go get their government afforded drug kits. Mm-hmm. They're going to go up to their nice luxury apartments and they're going to start doing drugs. And I'm sure they'll take great care of these units. I'm sure. As California is broke and begging the federal government for more money. Well, with policies like this, I don't understand how this could be happening. And they want to run Gavin Newsom for president because he's done such a great job in California. By the way, there's other crazy California news coming up. We'll have more. This is barely even touches the surface.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
The eugenicists over 100 years ago were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue. If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off. America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state intelligence agency controlled coup for decades in this country. We didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spreading the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We try to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. But what it is to encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The American way of life
is under attack. This is the War Room.
So these are the scenes every night in Jacumba, California at the border, just hundreds if not thousands pouring in. And then the Biden administration policy is for Border Patrol to go make sure their crossing into the country illegally is properly facilitated. That's their job, not to protect the border, but to make sure the people coming across illegally get in just fine and get all that nice welfare that you're paying for. So you, the average American, is now living paycheck to paycheck so that non-citizen criminal trespassers can come into this country and get everything for free. Isn't it wonderful? That's the Biden border policy. Make you a slave for non-citizens at the goal of destroying your own country. Who could possibly support that? Well, only a deranged Democrat, only a dumbass liberal progressive. Now, we've got more on the illegal alien crimes, but Donald Trump reached out to the one of the more recent victims of a Biden border invader murder. That would be Rachel Morin, who's a mother of five. Rachel Morin's mom blasts DHS chief for calling slain daughter an individual, says Biden admin hasn't reached out, depersonalizes her. Well, Joe Biden doesn't reach out to the victims of his own policies. Do you know who did reach out? Do you know who did call Rachel Morin's family? Donald Trump did. That's right. Donald Trump called Rachel Morin's family to offer his condolences and talk to them. Joe Biden, sorry, not available, having a nap. Having a nap. Can't help. Can't be there. Mayorkas, unavailable as well. Because the border is secure, so there's nothing more for Mayorkas to do. And then there was the 64-year-old in Colorado that had a family who got murdered by an illegal alien who was deported 16 times. 16 times deported. The Biden administration just keeps letting him in, giving him free stuff. And in a emotional episode, here is the daughter of the slain American by the Biden border crosser talking about the pain from Biden's border policies in clip five.
Taken from you out of nowhere. He was just young. He was only 64. And I just want everybody to know my dad was fun. He was an awesome dad. He was an awesome grandfather. He left behind a grandson and a granddaughter. And they miss him. We're all going to miss him.
Officials say Cruz Mendoza was in the country illegally and did not have his commercial driver's license.
There is a lot of layers to this that goes from the federal government down to the state and local government, where there's just a lot of things that are falling through the cracks to make sure that our drivers that are on the roads are safe.
Miller's family tells us he was a truck driver himself who always urged safety on the roads.
Since I was a kid, always told me to be careful of driving around trucks, especially in the mountains, because it takes an extreme amount of skill.
Jimmy's getting a sled ride.
His loved ones say this is all just the beginning of a push for justice and awareness.
Yeah, you'll be demonized by the ADL and the ACLU for caring that a criminal invader was responsible for the death of your father. That's your fault. You know, this is really also infuriating. And obviously you can imagine the emotions going through the family members that are dealing with these Biden border crossing deaths, which are in the thousands. It is so infuriating, and it really drives you to an emotional state when you think about the Democrat voters, members of the media, propaganda agents, members of Congress, the Biden administration. When you really boil it down, they are truly responsible for this. They don't have blood on their hands. Folks, they're drowning in blood. They are swimming in blood. They are completely drenched and soaked in blood. Like a scene right out of The Shining is the Democrat Party on June 20th, 2024. Completely drenched and dripping in blood. And they could not care less. They could not care less. If anything, they like it. And they point the finger at you while they are dripping and soaked in the blood of innocent Americans, and they point the finger at you and they laugh. It's truly a disturbing reality. So it's disturbing, and it draws up some emotions in you when you realize just how sick and twisted this is. And then there's the added frustration that none of this is necessary. None of this has to be happening. None of this should be happening. We don't have to live like this. We don't have to live like this. Our country does not have to be run like this. And you sit here and you look at the people responsible, covered in blood of the innocent, and they point the finger at you? It's extremely disturbing. It draws up some real emotions. It makes you feel a certain way. And you know, I don't like to say this stuff because I'm not a person that lives my life driven by hatred, not even in the least. But I mean, it's hard not to hate these people. It really is. And again, I'm not promoting that. I don't like to say that. I'm not even saying I hate anybody. I make the conscious decision to never talk like that because I don't really think it helps anything. But I mean, let's just get down to the bottom of it here. Just raw human emotions. Isn't it hard not to just hate these people? Isn't it hard to sit here and watch Joy Reid and Representative Jayapal and Joe Biden and the rest of them say there is no open border? Alejandro Mayorkas, there is no open border. The border is secure. Laughing at a 13-year-old girl being raped. You watch a daughter of a man killed by a illegal immigrant crying, bawling, sobbing during an interview because she's so heartbroken. Her father was unnecessarily killed by a Biden border invasion. And the American liberal that caused all of this, the Democrat progressive that is the cause, the core root cause of all of this, sits there and smiles and laughs and points at you. It's hard not to talk about hatred for these people. But I guess Jesus said they know not what they do. So that's why I don't choose hate. I don't promote hate. I don't say I hate these people. But you just wonder. You just wonder when the Democrat, liberal, progressive is going to wake up one day drowning in the blood of the innocent and have the emotional breakdown that they have caused in the pain of so many other innocent people. When is it going to happen? Or are they truly heartless? Are they truly soulless? Are they truly void of any human spirit at all anymore?
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. While you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wig of America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane.
when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD, like Rebel Zen, has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Gets worse. This is breaking now. I mean, it's just, and it's heartbreaking, folks. Remember that 12-year-old that was found strangled in a creek in Houston yesterday that we covered? Well, they have arrested the suspects. And what do you have? Two Biden border crossers from Venezuela. Two Biden border crossers from Venezuela arrested in Texas for murdering 12-year-old Jocelyn Nungary. Jocelyn was found in a creek after going missing on Monday. Police say she was likely raped before being strangled to death. Getting real sick of this, man. They took away my firstborn. Mother shares heartfelt plea for answers after 12-year-old daughter found strangled. The answer is Biden's open border. It's not complicated. The answer is liberal, progressive Democrats that couldn't care less that they're soaked in your daughter's blood. Wow. Just wow. Will they ever feel any guilt? Will they ever have any care or concern? But see, this is why they play this game of calling you a racist or a homophobe or whatever, this, that, or the other thing, because it's the only way they can justify their own filth. It's the only way they can justify the pool of the blood of the innocent that they swim in every day. It's the only way they can justify their hardcore bigotry. It's the only way they can justify their sickness and derangement is by pointing the finger at you, name calling you, making you out to be the bad guy. It's just disgusting. If anybody is tuned in listening to this and you voted for Joe Biden, do you have any remorse? Do you feel bad at all? Are you about to do it again? Do you really just not care? What is it? What is it that's wrong with you? What is it that goes on in your head that's made you like this? How many more little girls have to be raped and murdered by a Biden border invader? Hey, guys, but Joe Biden's taking the border seriously. He's not playing politics. And Secretary Mayorkas says the border is secure. So, come on. You sick freaks. You absolutely sick and disgusting freaks. All right. I don't know how you come off of that. I need a little buffer here. So let me just do this. We still have a bunch of news coming up. I got geopolitical news coming up. They're trying to sell you this lie that it's never been hot in the month of June before. So, you know, oh, really? How many Junes have you lived in your life? And has there ever been a June that's not 90 degrees? Well, according to the Democrats, no, it's never been 90 degrees in June before. This is because of climate change. So you need to eat bug paste. Literally, that's where they're going here. These sick, deranged freaks. Also known as Democrats. So we got that coming up. We're going to play in the long segment a new Biden judge. Now this stuff tends to get overlooked. And look, it's a little boring and it's hard to even follow it all because so many of these judges have been appointed by Joe Biden. And we hear about it if it's a Supreme Court justice. But there's all these lower level judges appointed by Joe Biden. They are hardcore leftists, hardcore Marxist communists. And so finally the Republicans are realizing what is making its way to the bench via the Biden administration and putting up some resistance. And so we're going to play a lot of clips from this confirmation hearing today. You want to see the types that they're putting on the bench, ladies and gentlemen? You're going to find out. Hardcore committed Marxist, hardcore committed communists. How do you get a judgment of $1.5 billion against Alex Jones? How do you get a judgment against Rudy Giuliani? How do you get these results against Donald Trump? And they're going after everybody, by the way. Mike Lindell, Joe Altman, the Gateway Pundit dealing with it now too. There's another lawsuit, Fox News, some of the other biggest names in independent media. They're trying to destroy us all. How do you think they get these favored results in the courts? Because of hardcore leftist judges who are activists that they appoint to the bench to destroy their political opposition. We have a communist takeover of this country happening right now. Right now. So you're going to get a little wind of that when we play these clips coming up. Now, one of our favorite products here at InfoWars is TurboForce Plus. It's one of the favorites of the audience too. We have a lot of audience that are working right now. They're driving their trucks across the country, delivering freight. They are walking the streets of America, delivering mail and so many other walks of life. And these are jobs that require high energy. And so they like TurboForce Plus. But I have to tell you, there's a new home for TurboForce Plus. There is a new home for TurboForce Plus, and that's drjonesnaturals.com. And it's at a discount rate right now, $20 off, $20 off at drjonesnaturals.com. So $30 off. Well, I'm using some Biden math here. Thank you, guys. $30 off. Excuse me. Don't let me undersell it. $30 off. TurboForce Plus right now at drjonesnaturals.com. So you're used to going to InfoWarsStore.com. Now the home of TurboForce Plus is drjonesnaturals.com. $30 off right now. TurboForce Plus, drjonesnaturals.com. So if you're a avid user, a big fan, you're looking for it, drjonesnaturals.com is where you can find that. All right. I'll tell you what, let's do the heat propaganda here. Now again, I have never experienced a summer. I've never experienced a June. I guess actually tomorrow is the summer solstice, full moon, first day of summer. I think it's even the longest day of the year as far as sunlight is concerned. And so it's not even summer yet, but I've never experienced a June that didn't have 90 degree heat. Never experienced that. And so, but now they're telling you, oh, this is abnormal. No. How can this be going on? And they have all of these heat index warnings on all the mainstream news and like tracking the weather and the temperature all over. And it's just all propaganda. So here's Kathy Hochul looking like a goblin witch telling you that this is all unnatural. It's never been hot in June before. Clip 20.
This is not a natural hot weather stretch for us here in the state of New York, especially upstate. But we are going to be seeing temperatures at levels we have not seen in our lifetimes. And I want to update New Yorkers on what we're doing about this significant public health event. Right now, everywhere north of New York City is under a heat advisory, and it's only going to get worse.
Heat advisory.
Starting today in the Genesee Valley and the Finger Lakes, and starting tomorrow, extreme heat will hit everywhere in the great state of New York.
Wasn't that the beginning of Weekend at Bernie's, and they're on the roof baking in 100-degree weather in the summer?
Extreme humidity causing feels-like temperature of over 100 degrees.
Why do you look like a goblin?
That's hot.
Did you crawl out of hell? Folks, this is just crazy. Oh, it's never been hot before, they tell you. It's called the summer. Here's Joy Reid, same propaganda, clip 8.
But we begin tonight with the lucrative politics of climate collapse and the greed that is literally letting our country burn. Today, millions of Americans from Iowa to Maine are suffering through heat warnings, watches, or advisories. Cities across half of the country, like Chicago, St. Louis, Indianapolis, Detroit, Philly, and now New York, are hitting temperatures exceeding 90 degrees Fahrenheit.
90 degrees? Whoa! Oh my gosh! All right, that's enough. They mentioned St. Louis. Yeah, I grew up in St. Louis. There was never a month of June that wasn't 90 degrees. And, you know, I also happen to spend a lot of my time outdoors playing 50, 60, 70 baseball games a summer. I was a lifeguard. We had a thermometer at the pool. So, I mean, this is outrageous propaganda to pretend like 90 degrees in June is abnormal. But what is the end goal? Selling you the idea of man-made climate change, blaming gas, oil, combustion engines, you eating meat, whatever it is, so that they can eventually make you a slave. That's what this is really about.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available. Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Unmasking the elite's deceptions. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
great replacement is real. Don't listen to me. Here's Project Veritas. Catching Biden State Department officials admitting that they want to replace white Americans with non-citizens that will vote Democrat in clip 21.
There's gotta be some things that you're like, man, I wish I could tell the world about this.
Oh, there's a lot of things. But mostly with immigrants. Irish people knew that we're letting in criminals daily.
The big issue for the hill for our region is migration. Oh. So we poured a lot of money into Central America.
Like how much?
$4 billion over 4 years. But now migrants are coming from us there. Right. Like Venezuela.
Somos de nacionalidad venezolana. Tenemos vuelo para Nueva York.
Entonces le compraste un vuelo con Spirit?
Sí.
40.
Sí, entramos con la cita de CBP1 por el puente fronterizo.
So what is the end goal? Why are they allowing it?
Truly, they want to change the demographics of the United States.
So our aid goes to female prisons in Mexico.
Some of them, yeah. To like help train them up.
I'm working with gender issues in Pakistan, so we're trying to recruit, retain, and advance more women in law enforcement. The question becomes, should we be spending U.S. taxpayers' money in their country on this issue? Women that they don't seem to care about.
Secretary Blinken, how close are you to him?
5 degrees separation. This is such a niche industry that flies under the radar.
Yeah.
That the average American does not know. Most people don't know what we do.
Well, Mr. Chairman, thank you very much to you, Ranking Member Risch, all the members of the committee, and thank you for the opportunity to testify today.
He has briefings coming up in 2 weeks.
He has briefings?
Yeah, on the Hill.
About
the FY 2025 budget request. And that's like with all the congressional people. Big issue for the Hill, for our region, is migration.
Oh my.
Help stop migration. What are we doing to stop migration?
He's not accountable for that, is he?
Yeah, we need stuff for it.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh. I didn't realize that.
It's called the root causes strategy.
Ooh.
Giving money to support and help people at where the origins of the migrants are so they feel like they can stay there instead of migrating out. So it's Central America, basically.
It's what?
It's basically Central America. Like
right.
Support and development.
Oh.
So we poured a lot of money into Central America.
Isn't that amazing? We pour money into Central America and they pour their... We're citizens into our country. What a trade. Who's making these trades?
Is it doing anything?
I think for them, yes, but now migrants are coming from us there.
Right.
Like Venezuela, so we're like, oh, this would solve that problem.
Oh, no. So what does he say to that? That looks bad for the administration, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, it looks bad for any administration. Because no one solves migrants. It's like the end-all be-all, like kill pill for politics.
Right. And I feel like if anything, the other side's going to win because of it.
I know. My dad used to complain about that. I'm like, oh, and like in my mind, I'm like, oh, that's not that much. And then I see the chart, I'm like, oh, that's a lot. Like compared to like 20 years ago. I'm like, oh, wait, they're on to something.
And I don't know what to say to that.
I really don't. I literally don't know.
Like, what would the administration say to that?
I don't know. And like, I sit there too, and I talk with my coworker who like manages to migrate for the systems. And we always talk every time, like, I don't know what we can do. Like, there's no clear answer.
There's no clear answers. Yeah, close the border, cut the funding. There's your clear answer. Wow, figured it out in 5 seconds.
Have, like, this money going to these women. I mean, there's got to be some things that you're like, man, I wish I could tell the world about this.
Oh, there's a lot of things. But mostly with immigration. Because that's the one that where the left is really good for immigration. I wish people knew that we're letting in criminals daily. Like, when I was in...
You have confirmation of that? You have confirmation?
Oh, yeah. So all the good, honest, hardworking Mexicans stay in Mexico, and all the pieces of garbage come to the United States. And those are the ones that we left. We are literally, and the Mexican government has no reason to stop it because they're garbage, goes to another country.
It's amazing, isn't it? This guy's just like, telling it like it is. There's more of this from Project Veritas, but it's, you know, it's exactly what we expect. What fools we are. We spend billions of dollars on quote unquote humanitarian aid to all these foreign countries, and then they send the dregs of their society and civilization into our country. So, I mean, we're getting double raped. We're getting completely screwed on this deal. It's like, I mean, this is just unbelievable. But they know it. They all know that's exactly what goes on. They all know it in D.C. It's Biden's border invasion. And they say, oh, we don't know what we can do.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
The truth on the front lines of the information war. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, now I think this hearing today is very important, where a new Biden appointed judge is being confirmed. And if you realize that this is not an isolated incident, this is the standard right now for Democrat-appointed justices, you realize why we have so much problem with the judicial system. We have far-left, radical, activist, communist, Marxist judges getting on the bench and doing the bidding of the radical left. And today's example is a great example. And so I'm going to go to some of these clips. Senator Mike Lee is one of the clips we'll be going for. He breaks it down before we go to it. Republican senators expressed concerns today regarding the support that Carla Campbell, a recently nominated by President Biden for a seat on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit, has given to Marxist causes. To be clear, Carla Campbell's Marxist machinations were recent. They didn't take place in high school when we played the Dick Durbin clip. That's what he's claiming. We didn't question her on anything she said or did in high school. Durbin's like, this is about what she did in high school. I think Senator Durbin is mistaken as to which party he has engaged in obsessive inquiries into a nominee's conduct from high school. That's what they did to Kavanaugh. So let's get into some of these clips. Here is the appointee Lippes, who helps rapists get favorable decisions. She gets called on that in clip 7.
Mr. Smith molested a 4-year-old girl, didn't he?
Senator, he was convicted after trial of unlawful sexual contact under Maine law.
That's a nice way of putting it.
That was the charge, Senator.
Right. Mr. Smith molested a 9-year-old girl, didn't he?
Senator, again, he was convicted of unlawful sexual contact against 2 children. In that case, they did impose the sentence
like
the state requested.
At oral argument, this is how Mr. Smith's conduct was described. Quote, you heard this testimony. All of the abuse is done in the same fashion. Smith would rub his fingers in a circular motion on the vagina of each child. And he did so repeatedly. Now, where I come from, we call that sexual abuse. You can pretty it up all you want to, Judge. This is what you said at Mr. Micah's sentencing. These are your words, not mine. What I can say, you said, is that this is a very tragic situation of a person who has a lot of good in him. A lot of good in him. having done a very reprehensible thing to two young children, causing extreme damage. Did I read that correctly?
Senator, in that case, I impose the sentence the state requested.
Did I read that your quotation correctly?
Senator, that, I think, is a portion of what I said at sentencing. My focus was on...
But the words I read, are they correct?
That's what was reported in the paper, Senator. I have not seen a transcript of the sentencing.
I bet the victims remember, Judge. And then you handed down a sentence. You gave Mr. Smith 12 years, but you suspended six of them, didn't you?
Senator, that was at the recommendation of the state because
But it was your ruling. Did you? Is that an accurate statement of your ruling?
Senator, I accepted the state's recommendation that 6 years should be suspended so that Mr. Smith would be required to participate in sex offender treatment.
I appreciate the lengthy explanation, but I think it's a pretty simple question. That was your sentence, right?
Yes, I imposed the sentence the state requested in that case.
You know, sometimes looks tell the story. Sometimes you can judge a book by its cover, can't you? This woman that said there was good in a multi-time child molester and gave him a short sentence. Folks, you'll get a bigger sentence for selling weed. Trust me, I know. I heard all about it. You want to know how pedophiles get treated by the judicial system? Just ask people inside the judicial system. They'll tell you. You'll get 10 years for selling weed. You'll get 2 years for molesting a child. That's how bad this is. And it's these left-wing judges every single time that give favorable treatment to child molesters. Are you surprised that she looks like a ghoul from Fallout? Are you surprised that this is what Joe Biden is putting on the bench? Here's Josh Hawley calling her out for her lies, clip 14.
I'm trying to understand your answers to this committee. Let's start with the workers' dignity question, because your truthfulness under oath is surely... I notice my friends across the way now are utterly uninterested in any organization you've been a part of. They're suddenly utterly uninterested in things you wrote in the past. They're utterly uninterested in who you give money to. That wasn't the case just a few years ago, but be that as it may... Surely they're interested in your truthfulness. I have now counted, just as I've sat here today, four separate answers by you, all of them conflicting as to what exactly was your relationship with workers' dignity. So let's just get this nailed down. First of all, did you disclose your relationship with workers' dignity to this committee? Don't look at the chairman, look at me.
I'm not sure that I included that. I don't remember, Senator.
Oh, I think you do. The answer is no. You did not disclose it to this committee. Then you told Senator Grassley, I've never represented that group. Then you told Senator Lee, next, that you had indeed advised them and that you'd advise them as a member of a legal advisory board. You said 10 years ago, right? Then you told Senator Cruz... That in fact, you told Senator Lee you'd advise them briefly. You told Senator Cruz, actually you'd advise them for 3 years. Then you told Senator Durbin that it wasn't 10 years ago, it was 15 years ago. So, what is it exactly? You didn't disclose your association with this radical group to the committee. You're currently listed now, your own bio lists you as a legal advisor to the Workers' Dignity Group from 2013 to the present. To the present. The Tennessee Bar Association cited your work with this group for your nomination. So what is the story? When did you start working for Workers' Dignity?
Senator, more than a decade ago,
Hallie grilled her.
3 years, I served on a legal advisory committee.
So first you
gave them legal advice.
So first you got a child molester protecting judge. Now you get a communist Marxist activist judge.
Asked you, did you do any legal work? And you said no.
Senator,
in fact, you served on a legal advisory board. That's your testimony now. correct?
Senator, I served on this board.
On a legal advisory board, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So you lied to Senator Grassley here under oath.
That's nice, a lying judge.
What else have you lied about? Workers' Dignity has condemned Israel's ethnic cleansing of Palestine. They have said that Israel is engaged in ethnic cleansing. Do you agree with that?
No, Senator.
How can I believe you? You just lied under oath a moment ago to Senator Grassley. You've lied to us up and down on this committee. I mean, this is a serious problem, Ms. Campbell. I have to say, I've never seen a witness, never, in 5 years in this committee, sit here and lie to us and change the story person to person. Why are you doing it? What is it? Why are you afraid to tell the truth about workers' dignity? Why have you lied to this committee? Why didn't you disclose it? Why did you lie to Senator Grassley? Why have you changed your story every time you're asked?
Senator, I have not lied to you today. I've tried to represent...
The body language of this woman is incredible. She's closing her eyes, blinking a bunch. She knows she's been caught. She keeps looking over at her Democrat handlers.
For any confusion, you've created the confusion. Deliberately. Deliberately. Let's talk about something else that you've created confusion for. The biggest political donation that you have ever made is to Odessa Kelly, this radical candidate who said that members of this committee are Satanists, who endorsed violence... Why did you give money to Odessa Kelly? Over $1,000. I mean, that's not nothing. That may be nothing to you. That's not nothing to most people. Why did you give money, the most money you've ever given, to this person?
Senator, Miss Kelly lives in my neighborhood. She's one of my neighbors.
And you agreed with her views?
No. On those views that you've read, I don't agree with them.
Oh, I haven't read any of them. I'm just asking you. Do you agree with her views? I mean, you gave her more money than anybody else. Your governor, your state senator, your attorney general. You gave her the most.
I do not agree with all of her views, no, Senator.
Well, which ones do you agree with? Can you name one?
Senator, I know that she is my neighbor, and I'm a neighborly person.
Oh, I see. You're a neighborly person. Well, I tell you this.
This is the
you have represented this committee that you didn't know what Odessa Kelly said and the outrageous, frankly, outrageous things that she said and did. You said you didn't know anything about workers' dignity. You lied to us about your association with that group. You said you didn't know anything about the Tennessee, what is it? The Tennessee Immigrant Refugee Rights Coalition. Who thanks you personally in their introduction. You said you didn't know anything about that. I mean, either all of these people are liars or you are, Ms. Campbell. It's one or the other. It's quite a pattern. Maybe they all are. But given what you've told us under oath today, I think the answer is you are. And for that reason, you are utterly unqualified to sit on the federal bench.
Senator's time has expired.
Senator Josh Hawley, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, let's now go to Senator Mike Lee. Grilling into this Marxist appointed judge by Biden. Go ahead with clip 15.
Your largest political campaign donation went to someone who has made blatantly racist comments and really wildly inappropriate comments about almost every member of this committee, and I find that troubling. According to the FEC reports, the largest donation that you've made to a candidate is a $1,500 campaign contribution to Odessa Kelly. This candidate, Ms. Kelly, has made some pretty crazy statements. Are you aware of those?
Senator, I suspect that some of the statements you're going to ask me about were after her candidacy, and no, I have not. I don't follow her on social media. I don't have Twitter, so.
All right, well, you don't have Twitter, but look, she made some really awful statements, including the following tweet just 4 days before, not after she was a candidate, not before she was a candidate, while she was a candidate and just 4 days before you contributed to your campaign. Here's what it says. Like Cory Booker said, hashtag Ketanji Brown Jackson, God has got you 100% because Blackburn, Cruz, Cotton, Graham, Hawley are obviously aligned with the devil. Apparently I'm not. Be great black woman, be great. The hate is real. The racism is apparent. The disrespect is on another level. I mean, do you agree with Odessa Kelly that members of this committee, the members that are mentioned in this tweet, who happen to have opposed Justice Jackson's nomination, You agree that that means that they're racist, that they're the devil? Would the same apply to those senators who criticize Justice Clarence Thomas or to those who voted against his confirmation when he came through this committee?
Senator, I am not familiar with those statements, and I do not support them.
Okay. I understand that, and I understand that you're not on Twitter, but this is a candidate that you donated to. On January 11, 2022, only a few months before you contributed to Odessa Kelly, she tweeted, quote, "Let me make this simple. 41 million people in the U.S. and the USA ID as AA/BLK, and their ability to have fair representation is being decided by 52 white people in the Senate, including Tim Scott. 48 Republicans plus 2 Ds. That's insane." Now, I don't know what that means by white people, including Tim Scott. I think Tim Scott would probably take exception to that. How is this tweet calling out our black colleague, Senator Tim Scott, how is calling him white not racist?
Senator, again, I'm not familiar with that statement. I have no affiliation with that statement. I don't know what some of the acronyms
in that
statement.
Do you share those views?
No, Senator, I do not.
Your largest political campaign donation went to someone who has made blatantly racist comments and really wildly inappropriate
individuals that Democrats put on benches, ladies and gentlemen. And again, this is how you get decisions of $1.5 billion that Alex Jones owes and shut down InfoWars and destroy Rudy Giuliani and destroy all these independent media members and Donald Trump. These are the types. These are the types. And I guess the Republicans are finally realizing it and putting up a resistance. But this is how our country is destroyed through the judicial branch right here. Notice how they're all women. All right, let's close it out here, and we'll move on. Here's Ted Cruz with his time with that same Marxist, clueless judge.
Ms. Campbell, I will say I have seen some astonishing nominees from this administration, but I have to admit your record takes the cake. A judge should not be a political activist. Your record demonstrates to me a long history of being a political activist, but not just an activist who affiliates with extreme and radical organizations. Now, when Senator Grassley asked you about the Workers' Dignity Organization, you gave, I think, deliberately misleading answer. You said you did not represent them, and that convinced Senator Grassley not to continue on that line of questioning. You have been a legal advisor to that organization since 2013. That is what you have publicly printed on your AVO biography. It is what has been described in the Tennessee Bar Association when you were nominated. It explicitly says she served as a legal advisor for local workers' rights nonprofit Workers' Dignity. Now, why is it you're distancing yourself from them? The reason is because they are utterly radical. If you look at this group that you've served as the legal advisor for over a decade, this is an openly Marxist organization. This is a communist organization. Now, those words are not said lightly. According to their own characterization of their views, this group says there's no election outcome that improves conditions for workers. The laws of this country have never worked for our people, and now that the system is crumbling, we will continue to stand in community and solidarity with each other. The only way we win in a world we deserve is by building a multiracial working class revolution that can push out white nationalism, violent state racism, and the capitalist class that is desperately clutching to hold control and profits as the people rise up. Why have you spent a decade as a legal advisor to an openly communist and Marxist organization? I don't think your microphone's on.
I apologize, Senator. If I could briefly clarify, more than a decade ago, probably for the course of 2 or 3 years, I served on an advisory board that helped this at the time was supposed to be a nonprofit workers' rights organization get set up and get started.
Did you know they were a communist organization?
Senator, at that time, They did not express these kinds of views. It was an organization.
So this is new. This wasn't the case then.
Yes. And I have not been affiliated with them in more than a decade.
You're aware that your current profile that you have up, your legal bio, says you are right now an advisor to them.
I apologize for any confusion about that.
Your testimony under oath, and that's all right. The facts will come out, but your testimony under, I want to make it explicit. Your testimony under oath is that you have done absolutely nothing and had zero contact with them for how long?
I have not served on their advisory board for...
You've done absolutely nothing and had zero contact with them for how long? Please answer the question.
Many, many years.
Sir. How many?
I don't know, sitting here today. It's been many years.
Okay, if you look at other statements from this organization, because they are radicals. They are radicals. If you look also, this is the same group in 2020. They called for abolishing ICE, abolishing prisons and detention centers, and abolishing the police. Why did you volunteer for a communist organization that calls for abolishing ICE and abolishing the police?
Senator, I have never seen these comments before.
You didn't know who you were volunteering for?
I was not a volunteer for them at that
time. You were a legal advisor. Were you paid?
No, I was not.
Then you were a volunteer. If you volunteered to be a legal advisor, you were a volunteer. Why did you volunteer? Do you support abolishing ICE?
Senator, at this time,
Do you support abolishing ICE?
I do not, Senator.
Well, it's amazing because a minute ago, you also told Senator Graham that the Tennessee Immigrant and Refugee Rights Coalition that has a manifesto calling for abolishing ICE, you said you had nothing to do with it, which is fairly astonishing because on page 3 of their manifesto, they thank you by name for what they say. We would like to thank the following individuals and organizations for their thoughtful feedback and input. This platform would not have been possible without their expertise. Are they lying?
Senator, I'm not familiar with that manifesto.
Are they lying? Did you provide any assistance? Did you give feedback and input, which is what they say on the cover page?
Senator, I didn't even know that existed, and so no, I did not provide input on it.
And why, you know, when Senator Graham asked why you gave money to this radical candidate who has said 52 senators are Jim Crow senators and said multiple of us are siding with the devil, you laughed and thought that was funny. But Senator Graham
All
asked
right.
you a question. Look, that candidate was as
so
radical as
So you get the point.
Ever-
Joe Biden has appointed child molester protecting judges and hardcore leftist Marxist communist judges. And this is part of the problem that we have in this country, ladies and gentlemen. But you notice the types, and this isn't some anti-woman thing. If there's a competent woman, then I'm totally fine with it. These are dingbat women, and these are ghoul-looking, probably hate-filled women that have been bitter their entire life. And now they're going to have the future of this country, the future of people, the future of who knows what else in their hands with some of the decisions that they're going to make. Now, it's nice to see a little life from the Republicans in the Senate dealing with this, but it's been going on for far too long, and this is why our country is in so much trouble. And this is how the Democrats are going to use and abuse the judicial system to silence their opposition, to imprison their opposition, and to destroy their opposition. And it's going to be the judges just like the two you saw today who will go easy on child molesters and speak positively of child molesters, but they'll easily incarcerate or shut somebody down that's against the Democrat ideology for no reason.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life, all at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Give me liberty
or give me death.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, let's just pile drive through a bunch of news here. Judge tried to get Eileen Cannon to hand off Trump documents case. Oh yeah, they didn't like how Eileen Cannon was trying to be a fair judge and not just destroying Trump, so they're trying to get her off the case. Isn't that funny? Two different judges actually urged Judge Eileen Cannon to hand off the Mar-a-Lago documents case against former President Trump when it was assigned to her last year. You mean you're going to be fair and impartial in the Trump's document case? Here, hand that case over to a radical leftist liberal Democrat. We'll take that. We'll take care of that for you. Hand it on over. Yeah. Isn't that amazing? Oh, and they were George Bush appointed judges. Isn't that something? Wanted Eileen Cannon off the case because she was being fair and impartial. Don't you know the whole case is supposed to be rigged? Including the judge? This case is supposed to be rigged against Trump, Judge! Why won't you do the bidding of the deep state? Like that good judge in New York did, Judge Engeron. Why can't you just be like him and be corrupt? Donald Trump files motion to recuse judge in New York civil fraud trial. Attorneys for President Trump demanded Thursday that the judge who oversaw his civil fraud trial recuse himself from the case over allegations he improperly discussed it with an outside party. Yeah, Democrat lawyers. Trump attorneys made this statement in their recusal motion. Allegations have surfaced revealing this court may have engaged in actions fundamentally incompatible with the responsibilities attendant to donning the black robe and sitting in judgment. Yeah, they have all these meetings behind closed doors, Democrat attorneys, Democrat members of Congress, and they tell these judges how they're going to rule against Trump and how they're going to do it and the whole strategy behind the whole thing, because the whole thing is rigged. And when they find out there's a judge that's not going to cooperate with them, like Eileen Cannon, they say, you know what, judge, you need to be off this case. It's Democrats. They're corrupt, totally, to the core. And there's nothing they want to see more than watching this country burn to the ground. That's what they're into. In case you haven't figured it out yet. Now, a lot of Democrat violence here as well. Five masked men attack and stab two victims outside Long Island Charter School graduation. Can't even go to a high school graduation in a Democrat city these days without getting stabbed. And then there was the annual Juneteenth violence. The annual Juneteenth violence. A lot of people shot, some people killed. It's Juneteenth, don't you know? Oakland Juneteenth shooting. At least four shot near Lake Merritt. Here's some of the sights and sounds from that in clip 11.
No, they shooting at each other.
Each shot is a celebration of Juneteenth. They're just celebrating Juneteenth, firing shots in here. You get hit with a stray bullet at a Juneteenth concert, part of the festivities. Okay. So that was Oakland. By the way, there's more stuff going on in Oakland. The whole state of California in these liberal cities is just completely off the rails. Juneteenth celebrations across the U.S. turned deadly. Three killed, 20 shot. Two killed, 14 injured at Juneteenth celebration in Texas. This is just north of Austin in Round Rock. These are supposed to be the nicer areas. There's a young Juneteenth attendee, and he has been charged. It's a little bigoted, don't you think, to charge somebody just celebrating Juneteenth, shooting people, killing people? Mm-hmm. Milwaukee, 17-year-old dead after being shot at a Juneteenth event. 17 years old. The gunfire erupted Wednesday night near Washington Park. An investigator called it infuriating. Yeah, well, it's hazard. It's a celebration hazard. You go to a Juneteenth event, hit with a stray bullet. So Oakland is just off the rails. FBI raids home associated with Oakland Mayor Shang Tao. Several other locations, source says. Guys, just B-roll clip 17. These are the agents going into her home, taking out a bunch of boxes. She was a DIA. They were a DEI. They were celebrating how she's so multicultural and diverse and non-white. So it was so great for her. The home associated with Oakland Mayor Shang Tao was among several locations raided by the FBI Thursday morning. The FBI has given no other information. They say they cannot provide additional information at this time. So another far left, probably another instance of far left corruption from a mayor's office. Democrats. Democrats every time, isn't it? Democrats every single time. It's always the same. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. lashes out after failure to make CNN debate stage. Well, we all know why. Biden didn't want him on the stage. Now, he's also taken shots at Trump for this, but Trump said he wanted him on the stage, so I don't understand that. Presidents Biden and Trump do not want me on the debate stage, and CNN illegally agreed to their demand. It was Biden's demand. My exclusion by Presidents Biden and Trump, again, Trump said he should be on the stage, from the debate is undemocratic, un-American, and cowardly. I wish you would get the facts accurate here. Trump said that you should be on the stage, actually. And it was the Biden demands to make sure you weren't. So let's just get the facts right here. But Kennedy has filed a complaint with the Federal Elections Commission arguing that CNN colluded with Biden and Trump to keep him off the debate stage. They definitely colluded with Biden. I guess he's, you know, I mean, politically speaking, him going after Trump is probably good for Trump, actually, because it's going to take more votes away from Biden, potentially, or whoever the Democrat nominee ends up being. So it probably actually helps Trump. But it's just entirely inaccurate. Yes, CNN colluded with Joe Biden. It was the Biden administration that made the list of demands that got met by CNN, not Trump. And Trump has made public comments saying that you should be on the stage. But that's perfectly fine. Doesn't really matter and probably actually helps Trump politically. So there you go. Now, he shared a video, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., that is, of Glenn Greenwald and Tucker Carlson in their 2-hour interview. And I think he's right on the head here. He says, once upon a time, these guys were on opposite sides of every issue. Now they are part of the most important movement of our time, the converging of the anti-establishment left and the anti-establishment right, and their merger into a populist revolt to reclaim our system. I do see that happening. Ironically, kind of the biggest hinge, at least at this stage in the game, merging the anti-establishment left and the anti-establishment right is their dislike of Israel, to put it lightly. That's kind of been the hinge, actually, and I have more evidence of that. But, of course, RFK Jr. is very pro-Israel, so that's kind of ironic. But that's why I like to lean into the things that you would assume the anti-establishment left and right would agree on, like, hey, let's have less taxes. Hey, let's fund less wars. Hey, let's have less government intervention in our lives. Hey, let's have a secure border and not pay for illegal immigration and have an open border and welfare state. You'd think these would be common sense things that the left and the right could agree on, the anti-establishment specifically. Not quite there. But on the Israel issue, the anti-establishment left and right agree, and yet RFK Jr. is very pro-Israel and funded by the pro-Israel lobby. There he is hanging out with Rabbi Buttplug, His Holiness, as he likes to be called. So that's ironic. But yeah, really, you're surprised that you aren't on the debate stage? Oh my gosh.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalists at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now, because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss, it equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taken place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com. If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge, because there's not much markup in these, because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
InfoWars.com/show.
Okay, a couple things I need to address here. We have an Ask the Doctor hour coming up next with Dr. Diane Kaiser. And so this is always popular. We're going to be talking about bioengineered foods. We're going to be talking about the damage that your Bluetooth earbuds could be doing to you. Certain things that they're slipping into anesthetics. Maybe we'll talk about the new bug paste that they want to force you to eat too, you know, for the environment. Yeah, sure, you die, but for the environment, so just die. So we're going to be talking about that with Dr. Diane Kaiser, and then taking your calls as well with your questions for the doctor. So that's all coming up. Also, forgot to mention this yesterday, Great American Passes, Willie Mays. Truly a great American, not just one of the best baseball players of all time, but also a great American who sat aside his baseball career to serve in the military because he was a great American. So Willie Mays. All right. Let's see. Where should we go here next? Ex-CDC director, we will have a bird flu pandemic. It's just a matter of time. Now, Dr. Robert Redfield has been doing a media tour, and he's basically accusing the scientific community of covering up the Wuhan lab leak. Or, you know, you can have a debate, and it's probably where the conversation should be. Was it a lab leak or was it released intentionally? The latter is probably more likely. And so he's saying that this gain-of-function research is really dangerous, obviously, and there's a battle inside the scientific community to stop it entirely, but psychotics like Anthony Fauci want to keep it going. And so he's been doing the media tours talking about this and saying they're going to have another pandemic. And it's going to be because of gain-of-function research, and then they all make money on the back end from big pharmaceutical companies with the treatments that they prescribe or force in some cases now. So kind of a big deal, ex-CDC director admitting that the gain-of-function research caused a pandemic and saying that the scientific community is in a war right now to stop gain of function research, but psychotics like Fauci want to keep it going. So that's kind of a big deal. Speaking of big deals, Vladimir Putin arrives in Vietnam as Russia seeks support in face of Western isolation. Putin seeks new security architecture for Asia. So this is all just these countries coming together against the dominance of the United States of America. And the Biden administration is just completely asleep at the switch as Vladimir Putin is engaged in master diplomacy and could be changing the entire geopolitical world as we know it. And it could even be a major threat to the U.S. dominance as well. But hey, he's the boogeyman because Ukraine or because of this, because of the other thing. Oh, and these rigging elections and all this other garbage. But they don't cover the real issues where Biden is letting the world slip through our fingers. But when he's napping all day long, how can you blame him? Now, AOC is calling out AIPAC. This is pretty wild. And she's right about this. And it's funny because it sounds like maybe she listens to conservative anti-establishment media, because that's where I hear these talking points. I don't hear these talking points from the anti-Israel left. They just hate Jews. But when we're dealing with AIPAC, it's a completely separate issue. I hear this from some of the commentary that you might hear from like a Judge Napolitano or from the Gray Zone. And they talk about how if Israel was such a benefit of an ally to the U.S., then why would AIPAC have to exist? Why would they have to beg for all of this money and support? If it was inherent how valuable Israel was to us, then they wouldn't have to buy our Congress outright and they wouldn't have to beg for money and all this humanitarian aid. It would be inherent. You'd be like, oh yeah, we need them. So that's obviously not the case. So that sounds like anti-establishment right-wing commentary AOC is using here. So AIPAC is getting into it with AOC. And she says the overwhelming majority of Congress votes with their constituents who support the America-Israel relationship. Now, I think most people just want America to thrive, and they probably have no idea the America-Israel relationship. AOC says, is this why you spent nearly $20 million, the most in primary history, to unseat one of the handful of representatives who don't vote the way you tell them to? Is she talking about Thomas Massie? Again, anti-establishment right wing. Is that why you announced a $100 million spend overall? If AIPAC positions were so popular, they'd be free. Instead, they're bought. That sounds like anti-establishment right commentary coming from AOC. I don't hear that anywhere else except from the anti-establishment right. An outspoken secret in Congress is that much of the reflexive, blind, unconditional vote support for nearly any Israeli government action isn't from actual agreement. It's from fear. Representatives are terrified of this, of AIPAC. So they don't vote their conscience. They vote their fear. Or maybe they're just bought and paid for, is probably the better way to put it. Maybe they're just bought and paid for. What do you think is the future of AIPAC? The only people that are going to support AIPAC moving forward are the people that AIPAC owns, which is still a majority of Congress. But this is so out of control at this point, and the American people are waking up to it now. And really, Israel and AIPAC need to be registered as a foreign agent. But somehow they aren't, which is curious in and of itself. But if you talk about that, I guess you're a conspiracy theorist. So no, AIPAC is a major problem owning our Congress, and that's why Israel's needs get put ahead of America's needs, because AIPAC outbids you. They outbid you, the American citizen. Are you spending $100 million on an election? No, but AIPAC is. Are you spending $23 million for a House seat? No, but AIPAC is. Tractor convoy, protest planned in response to scheme turning Tennessee farmland into industrial park. Well, there's all kinds of things that the farmers need to be protesting against, but in Tennessee specifically, they're trying to turn farms into industrial parks. Map shows Chinese-owned farmland next to 19 U.S. military bases an alarming threat to national security. Oh, no kidding. Why is China even allowed to own farmland in the United States? And, of course, now they're trying to shut down farmers, shut down farms, have the forced electronic tags of you can't have raw milk, you can't even have raw food at a farm. And they want you to eat maggot milk. Literally, that was a big report today on the Alex Jones Show story at InfoWars.com. Bill Gates wants you to eat maggot milk. Literally, they want to grind up cockroaches and cockroach feces and maggots and tell you it's good for you. That's where they're at. For the environment. So that's why they got to tell you, oh my gosh, it's so hot. Don't you know it's never been this hot before? Oh, you're hotter than you've ever been. It's climate change. So eat bugs and kill yourself. Just eat bugs and kill yourself is how they view that. Wow. All right. There's so many things that I'm probably not going to be able to get to because we have the Ask the Doctor Hour coming up. Kamala Harris at an anti-gun event invites a rapper to the White House that's always in music videos playing with guns and just looks like a complete bumbling fool. I mean, she's just such an embarrassment. There's this one freeze frame where you can just see she's the most disingenuous hack you've ever seen. And she's talking to her. I mean, just look at this total phony. I think the freeze frame is at like 37 seconds, guys, where she's about to talk to his mom. She's like, look at these beautiful people. Oh my gosh. And she does this whole like limp wrist, like flick of the wrist things. This is the most disingenuous whore you've ever seen in politics is Kamala Harris. And so, oh yeah, he's at an anti-gun event when he's, you know, plays with guns famously as a rapper. Yeah, there's the part right there. Oh my gosh. She's like waddling like a penguin. Just what an absolute freak show. So I got that. You got the Detroit Democrats passing laws that you can't question elections. You can't audit an election. You can't do a recount. So they're going to try to steal Michigan. That's obviously the story there. Michigan Senator Jim Runstad furious after Democrats passed new bill making it impossible to do a recount or an election audit. That clip is going viral. So all kinds of stuff. But we have the Ask the Doctor coming up next. So we're going to focus on that. InfoWarsStore.com, that's how everything we do here is possible. I'm a product of the products at InfoWarsStore.com. It's all about your health. Supplements are 40% off like DNA Force Plus. You heard a guest on the Alex Jones Show talking about telomeres and how it's important for your life and longevity. Well, that's why we sell DNA Force Plus for telomere support. Nothing else like it. 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the info war and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oils and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.
In a world of shadows, one man brings the light. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, it's the Ask the Doctor Hour with Dr. Diane Kaiser, Holistic Healing, and I got a lot of stuff to talk to her about. And we're going to take your phone calls. Let's just start with this. Two things that we're noticing, Diane. One is they want us to eat bug paste. That's a big phenomenon. They want us to eat the bug paste. But then, you know, comment on that or kind of, here's what I've been seeing, and I eat, I'd give myself maybe a B plus, I don't know, maybe an A for my diet, maybe an A minus. I'm not perfect, but I've noticed some things that I'll buy sometimes at the store, and now these are supposed to be fresh foods that the store makes, and now there'll be a little thing in the ingredients that says, bio-created ingredients, or I forget what it's called, exactly. It's like bioengineered. That's what it says. An ingredient in this is bioengineered. What do we know about that? That's all it says. It's just on the, it's fresh food that comes from the grocery stores. Now it says bioengineered ingredients included. Do you have any idea what that means? I've never seen it before.
Yeah. They're disclaiming what they've been doing for a long time. It's genetically modified organisms.
And so you just think it's GMOs?
Yep.
Okay.
And these are GMOs that have been around for a very long time. It's in over 90% of the foods that we're consuming. It's the main reason that we're sick. And the number one thing that all of these foods have in common is that they're virtually all sprayed with glyphosate and atrazine. And that is virtually like, think about that, those herbicides. It's kind of like the Biden regime to our borders. And what I mean by that is that the Biden regime has destroyed our borders. It's open borders. We have immigrants that are tyrants that are crossing the borders and becoming the pests to our nation. But what the glyphosate and the atrazine, these herbicides that are sprayed in all GMOs, what they do to the lining of our intestines, our blood-brain barrier, our nasal lines, our vagina, all of these things that are normally lined with a healthy mucosal layer that represents about 80% of our immune system, those herbicides break down those barriers so that toxins, herbicides, pesticides, and pathogens like the things we talk about all the time, parasites, can get into the brain causing Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, mostly for Alzheimer's for women, Parkinson's for men, both of which have been on the rise since the onset of GMOs in about 1990s.
Wow. I mean, it's so amazing when you learn this stuff. First of all, you will change your dietary habits just because you have a survival instinct. But it sounds like what they've done is they've just rebranded GMOs. Because a lot of people avoid GMOs. They consciously avoid GMOs. They look for things like Project Non-GMO on labels. I know I do that when I discovered the phenomenon of GMOs. So it sounds like they just rebranded it to bioengineered ingredients, thinking they'll sneak one by you.
Exactly. I mean, it sounds, and they're attaching it to the climate change, the global warming phenomenon where we think we're doing something good. But they will change the names over and over. So it sounds like we're actually doing our part. Just like electric cars are causing dizziness and nausea and panic attacks and anxiety for people who are driving them. It's like another AirPods phenomenon. So we're being taught that these things that we should be doing are good for our health, but it's by the same regime that's been recommending the same poisons that have began this back in the 1940s, 30s, which is the Rockefeller Institute.
Well, you'd be proud of me. I've cut my AirPods usage to like maybe 5% of what it once was. It's not perfect. There's still times where I will wear the AirPods, like if I'm shooting hoops or something, even the wired non-wireless ones kind of, they jumble around when you're, you know, running and jumping. But you will be happy. I've cut it to about 5% of what it once was. But I don't know. It's still not, there's still a wire. Okay. The wire that goes behind the neck, it still bothers me and ticks me off, but I've done it. You'll be proud of me. And so maybe you can briefly explain why that's important to people when we come back from this break. I'll also give out the phone number. And Diane will take your questions as well. It's the Ask the Doctor Hour. I got a couple other things to cover with her before we take calls, so don't go anywhere.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
Give me liberty
or give me death.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
And now it's Ask the Doctor with Dr. Diane Hazer. You can find out more information about her and her detoxes at DianeKazer.com. Her transformation programs, detoxes, everything else, which I will tell you, I am on the parasite cleanse right now. I'm doing the, I guess it would be the 6-day advanced cleanse. So the full moon is tomorrow. I'll be halfway through it tomorrow. So just wanted to let you know about that. You'll be very proud of me, very proud of me, cutting the AirPods out, doing the parasite cleanse and everything else. I want to give out the phone number, and so we can start getting some calls lined up for Diane today. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. All right, so I've updated you on the AirPods. I've updated you on the parasite cleanse. One more thing to update you on. I had a relatively minor oral surgery. I guess it was Monday, just for a crown. And, I went with no anesthetic. And let me just tell you, it was not fun. I wouldn't really, maybe you would, I mean, you would recommend it. It was not fun. It was very painful. It pretty much hurt for 2 days straight. But I went without the anesthetic. I did it. And they jabbed me and poked me and drilled into me. No anesthetic. And it was funny, my doctor almost anticipated it. I don't know if he was listening when I was talking to you last, but he was like, "Hey, you don't want any anesthetic today, right?" And I was like, yeah, that's right. And so, but anyway, I don't know if you want to expand on that, if you want to expand on the AirPods issue, why a parasite cleanse is important, or even avoiding anesthetics as much as possible, because these are things we've covered in the past.
We're going to throw a gigantic party. We're coming to Austin for you.
Yeah, you have to come here because I'm not allowed to travel, so.
Oh, yeah, right. And I am very proud of you. And I hope that you guys listening are inspired too, because if Owen can do it, anybody can. And I don't know what else I need to say about that. Parasite cleanse, is good during a full moon week. And tomorrow is the strawberry moon. Today is another solstice. And so tomorrow is going to be one of those days that you are going to notice people being a little more lunar-ticky. It's also Juneteenth week, which I don't necessarily know how I feel about, but it's a crazy week. And so this is when the parasites are the most active. The parasites can travel through the body much easier during a full moon week because there's more light, and that allows them to travel. There's a lot more serotonin in the body, which you would think that you would be more happy, but serotonin actually make the bugs happy, which makes you feel even more weird and keeps you up at night. So if you start to notice weirder symptoms this week, your bowels being strange,
that's the bugs partying.
That's the bugs partying. So that's what I say, Owen. It's a great way to explain it, is that when you are craving these GMO bioengineered foods, you see a label and you're like, why am I buying this? I know it's not good for me, but I'm going to buy it because it tastes good and I've been eating it my whole life. So I haven't died yet. So why not? Who is craving that? Is that the biome and the genome that God gave you? Or is that the bugs that are craving the junk that feed them and that leave you malnourished and diabetic and obese and cancers and autoimmune disease and everything else that's on the rise. 46% of kids have at least one chronic disease. It's insane. So this is the week for parasites. I do want to talk about AirPods, but it's going to come into the next point because there's a connection I want to make to that.
Yeah, so I mean, I understand the comfort of AirPods. Obviously, we all wear them because they're wireless. They're the easiest to maneuver around, very easy to use. Even though I've cut it to now kind of the Bluetooth wire that goes behind your neck, at least, the Bluetooth connector is like right here by my collarbone instead of two basically surrounding my brain. So why do you suggest people ditch the AirPods or any Bluetooth buds in your ears?
Yep. I just saw Rob, one of your producers, who is fumbling around in our slides. If you guys can show slide one, I want to make this connection point so that you guys can understand this. You know, when doctors say, oh, we can't figure out what's wrong with you, there might be one marker that's off. We're trying to figure out why we're sick. It's not usually one thing. It's always a culmination of things. So what AirPods do, and so follow me here. I say on this image that these are the deadly toxins, the core four that leave you energy poor and nutrient poor and hence diseased. It's aluminum and mercury, fluoride, glyphosate, and then we have EMF smog, electrosmog, which is these Bluetooths that you're having put right into your ears. I mean, there's a new patent that's even coming out that they're spying on our thoughts with these AirPods. So that's a whole nother thing that I haven't even gone into. But just simply from the EMF factor, which is thousands of times stronger than our cell phones, and they're inside of our brain, I mean, we just have to kind of get the clue on that, right? They're using these EMF frequencies to harvest energy and mine crypto. But aside from that, even just from a health perspective, the AirPods or anything in the ear, what it's doing is it's breaking down your blood-brain barrier. So you imagine you have this barrier that's there to protect you. So a lot of these pathogens and the parasites and the poisons don't travel up into the brain. And so now when you have a leaky blood-brain barrier, the aluminum, the mercury, the glyphosate can get in and cause these diseases that I mentioned earlier. And specifically glyphosate, which is the toxin, the herbicide that's sprayed in atrazine, which makes turns of frogs gay and everything else. Those toxins will then carry things like aluminum into the brain, and then we have neurological disease. And you have people who are trying to figure out what the hell to do because they've got autoimmune disease, and then people end up on medications to numb out the nerves that are trying to tell the body, I'm sick. So we need to stop the root cause by pulling these things out of our brains and then not allowing our entire body to be permeable with things like the gut lining that gets attacked as well by these metals and all these things that are in our water supply as well that we could talk about too. I recommend a distiller for every single person. That's one of those things that I think everyone should have at the house. So it filters out the aluminum. It filters out the radioactive elements. These toxins getting into our brain, it's very difficult to pull them out. And Parkinson's is related to aluminum. So this is something that is completely researched. I recommend you go check out the work of Zach Bush. He really breaks this down too. But glyphosate, even if you're not eating glyphosate in your diet, you're breathing it in from your neighbors. It's also coming in through the water that you're showering in. I could go on and on, but this is something that we need to get out of our food supply. If we don't get out of it now and stop the spraying of glyphosate, then it will take 50 years, even if we stopped right now spraying, it would take 50 years for our soil to go back to what it was before we started spraying in the 1800s. That is scary to me. And what are we doing about it?
Yeah, and then they sit here and talk about man-made climate change when that's the real man-made climate change, is the stuff that they're spraying into our atmosphere, putting into the water. But you know, on the AirBuds EMF frequency issue, you bring up the blood-brain barrier, and I make another connection here to the heavy metals, because to me the call it circumstantial evidence if you want to be conservative, but to me the evidence is clear when it comes to vaccines and autism. There's a correlation, and I think the canary in the coal mine is the rate of which boys experience autism versus girls. Girls have a thicker blood-brain barrier, and so it's harder to break that down than it is for boys. That's why they have a higher rate of autism. And so now you're talking about this happening with the earbuds, and I can't help but have alarms going off in my head. You know, this could be a serious issue. I mean, especially for young people who grow up on these things. I mean, I didn't I mean, if you're my age in your mid 30s, you really didn't even use ear pods until you were probably like 30 or something years old. Whereas these kids are introduced to earbuds. That's their first pair of headphones, where we were like, you know, we were using wireless, you know, over the ear Sonys, was kind of the first stuff that we were using. Now their first thing is the earbuds. And so we're talking about grade school, high school. They're getting hit with this stuff immediately. And this could be severely detrimental to IQs, cognitive abilities, even at a young age is what I'm hearing. Now, can you do anything when you've damaged your blood-brain barrier? Is that permanent? Is there anything you can do to help restore it?
It's a really good question, Owen, and it's very difficult to do that. So we have to wonder, like, what are these barriers made of? They're mostly comprised of amino acids. And these amino acids are the things that glyphosate breaks down. Like, glyphosate literally is the Satan of our food supply. It comes in and it starts cutting up all of the different amino acids that hold our body together. Our connective tissues, our DNA, our microbiome. You could even show a slide 16. I kind of show all the rates of disease that are coming from these intercellular tight junctions that are getting broken down. So what I would say is, like, you know, you look at the keto diet, right? Like, the keto diet has had some promising research that shows that people are able to recover a bit more, and especially their cognitive function, their neurological function, their endocrine function. They're starting to come back to life again, because our cells and these membranes and these layers, they're made of healthy fats, and they're also made of proteins. That's what our cells are made of. It is healthy fats on the outside, healthy proteins on the inside. So this is why a high carb diet that they recommended in the 1980s, you know, go eat some cereal and some Wheaties. That was the downfall of humanity. We started seeing rates of disease like skyrocket at that time, and especially sugar. So these types of disease start to get better when you can start to heal these junctions. Another thing is glycine. So glycine is something that we recommend in our practice, and when we're looking at our clinical observations that we're seeing on people's stool tests, which we can see the extent to which the gut is leaky, and it's in everybody at this point, Owen. If your gut's leaky, then your brain's going to be leaky too. So amino acids, healthy proteins, not from cows that are fed all the junk, like the same food we've just been talking about, that are actually grass-fed cows that have healthy diets that get sunshine. I mean, two-thirds of the energy that we create inside of our cells comes from light. And so we need the sun. We need red light therapy. We need all of these things, and most of us are living inside. So we have to get back to nature unless we want to sign up for more of these diseases that we are moving toward. And one out of two children is going to have autism, it said, in the next 5 to 10 years, if we don't turn this around. And then what's next for humanity? It said that we have 10 to 15 years left as humans, if we don't do something about this.
Well, and now all the news stories are talking about sperm rates declining, the ineffectiveness of even male sperm anymore. And this is directly after the COVID-19 vaccine, for some odd reason. I don't know what, then, you know, I'm sure there's nothing to do with that. It wouldn't be nothing. Anything to do with that, of course. And the plastics as well, the microplastics that are seeping into everything. And so these are all kinds of issues that once you're conscious of, you can mitigate, maybe not keep it out of your life to a perfect level, but you can certainly mitigate it for your own health. And, the mm-hmm. difference is obvious. Once you've done it, the difference in your day to day energy, the difference in your day to day, I mean, happiness, lack of anxiety, whatever you want to call it, it's very apparent. And then once you see that, you realize, oh, wow. This is why the pharmaceutical companies are so profitable, selling you a pill for anxiety or depression or weight loss or something else, because you're engaging in all the activities unconsciously that cause all those issues. All right, we're going to start taking calls now. And let's see, how about we start with Thomas in Texas. Thomas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was wondering what you thought about the psychiatric system, because I've seen a very disturbing trend of it just being utilized to go after anybody who tries to avoid these things. I mean, if you're somebody who goes out of their way to avoid all these EMS hazards and all these chemicals and stuff, Like, I've seen this happen. I've had it happen to me where it's like the psychiatric system is just like, okay, well, you're crazy. Like, you think there's chemicals in the water, like, from the government? Like, yeah, this guy's a nut. And, like, they can just kind of just do that. Like, all it takes is, like, a cop's opinion or a neighbor's opinion or something. And it's like a red flag law, but for your body. And then you just get chemically lobotomized. I mean, what are y'all's thoughts on that?
Well, if you want to show slide 22, you guys, and maybe even 21 right after that, my first answer to this is, why do we care? Why do we care what the psychiatrists think? Why do we keep going back to the drug pushers? They're the ones that have poisoned us for 100 plus years. I don't really care about those people. I care about you, Thomas. So I just have a question for you and everybody. Why are you specifically, and I want to help you with this if there is a solution, why are you going to the psychiatric clinic? What is it? What kind of support are you seeking from them?
Well, I was kind of forced into it. It was the sort of thing where I had to do it. I got forced into like one of these hospitals, and I was literally told by the psychiatrist, they're like, we're doing this to you because your politics and your protesting are a mental illness. They had and I heard this from my lawyer too and the doctor, like apparently there is like federal agents or some kind of federal involvement, like trying to get this doctor to like do particular treatments and diagnoses that were incorrect. And I just, I just say it because it's a hazard that people need to like avoid. I don't know.
Yeah. And here's a question for you, Thomas. I might trigger you. Are you ready?
All right.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Why did you have to do anything? Who is forcing you to go to this doctor? What is the have to?
It was the courts. It was literally the courts, because there was I got arrested for protesting the COVID vaccines. Like, I was running around with this giant banner that said the COVID vaccines for depopulation in Infowars.com. And I guess I drew some attention from the Biden administration after I like showed up to the, you know, where they were doing that here, and like it was a Biden visit to a Texas children's hospital. And just basically they kept like messing with me until they found an opportunity to like, you know, snag me up and like stick on a baseless resisting arrest charge. And so now I was like stuck in this court case for like 2 years, basically.
Well, I want to stop here so we have enough time for enough questions.
Well, yeah, and I think it's obvious here. What they do is they target people specifically, and then they use these bullying tactics. Like, hey, I'm in the doctor's suit, so you need to listen to me. And then you're in their, you know, you're at their home field, basically. You're in the hospital, and they try to pressure you into all of these things. And then they just think, well, if you don't go along with the doctor, then there's something wrong with you.
Right. But we have to get out of this, you guys. We have to stop consenting. The courts are just as corrupt as the medical system. Get yourself a PMA. Correct your status. Stop playing in this ridiculous, as a straw man, which is exactly what this is. The moment you were born, you were put into the system with your Social Security card, which is really your catalog number. They don't have any jurisdiction over you if you correct all of this. So if you get out of the system but operate within the system, they can't do anything to you because you are a standing man that is inside the matrix but not of it. So that is one thing that I teach all the people in my ministry, which makes me untouchable, because I am not in anybody's jurisdiction.
Well, and, so, and I think what Thomas is going through, and I want to take other calls here, and I can only relate to this because I've been through the legal system,
you have,
so many times, and it kind of just depends on your circumstances. Like, they could have recommended me for psychiatric care, and I actually dealt with real people when they kind of do your base analysis. And by the way, they did this to me before I went to prison, when I was in prison, and then after prison. And they ask you a bunch of questions, and basically it kind of just depends on who you're talking to. And so I was just lucky enough to deal with somebody who's just a straight shooter and looked at me and said, yeah, you're fine. You don't need to worry about psychiatric care, where others might get somebody that wants to put you in psychiatric care or may have different politics than you and say you need to be put in psychiatric care or have some deals with doctors and they're getting kickback. So I think that that's kind of what he's talking about, is when you get into the legal system, they force you into this stuff. Like, it's part of a probation. It's part of a suspension of sentence. And so I think that that's what the caller is getting to. And my final word on this too, and I think Diane would agree, you know, be the science. Be the science. If people like, when people want to criticize me for my diet, which is like probably 75% steak and eggs, and they say, oh my gosh, how can you do that? I'm like, well, I'm healthier than you. So what are you going to say? How are you going to say anything? I'm healthier than you and you're going to criticize my diet. That's not going to work. But let's take another call here with questions. Let's go to Susan in Florida. Susan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you so much for taking my call. Dr. Diane, I really love your segment. This is wonderful. Now, getting back to the earbuds, I have an iPhone. I want to get away from using those wireless earbuds that just fit right in my ear, the Bluetooth. But there's no port on the iPhone for the wired earbuds. Mm-hmm. So what am I supposed to do about that?
There's little dongles. There's little the converters that you can use for the old ones. You can get them on Amazon or anywhere.
A converter that fits on the iPhone, you mean?
Yeah, it plugs into the iPhone, and then it has the little plug where your earphones would go, the wired ones.
Don't the iPhones come with wired headphones, or does that not happen anymore?
Yeah, no. I think both of them. Mine did. I have a 5G phone, and mine did come with them.
No, I have a 12 mini, and it did not come with that.
So you should be able to, another solution too, Susan, is they sell headphones for iPhones that have the same, I think it's called the lightning bolt or something. I don't know what they call it. The iPhone jack, basically. You can get a headphone that fits into that jack.
Yep. Or speakerphone.
Yeah. Thank you. Terrific. Oh, and I did want to make a quick plug. I have been taking the iodine 2X. I'm getting nervous now. I can't think of the exact name.
Survival Shield X2, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com, yes. X2.
Excellent, yes. And I've been taking it for years, and I have to tell you, it has done wonders for my stamina, for everything. Energy, it's just wonderful. I had to make that plug.
Thank you for that, Susan. Appreciate that. We've got 90 seconds till break. Diane, do you want to talk about the positive effects of iodine?
I could talk about that, and I could talk about, there's something I'd like to start after break to recommend in addition for Susan. There's something else I want to talk about as it pertains to EMFs that I want everybody to listen to after break. But iodine is extremely important. It makes your thyroid, T4, T3. That T4 is 4 iodine molecules, that's thyroid. And there are thyroid receptor sites on every cell of the human body. So the main reason that we have thyroid disease right now is because a lot of these metals will displace minerals like iodine from getting into the body. And so when you start taking iodine, they become strong enough to make more thyroid hormones. And then you have to have a healthy liver. So you need to be cleansing every single day and focusing on reducing your toxic burden, because the less toxic that your liver is, the more that your body can convert T4 to T3. Otherwise, the cells don't recognize T4, only T3. Most doctors don't test this properly. We do when we look at blood testing, but at least iodine gives your body the building blocks so that you can make more thyroid hormone, and that activates your energy levels. That helps you build more hair follicles, men or women. It helps to support getting rid of your weight gain or any kind of fat that you're not able to use for fuel. And it's an antidepressant. It helps you sleep and rest better. So iodine, especially your guys's iodine, is more bioavailable to the body. I was very impressed when I saw that you have the tri-nascent iodine.
Yeah, that's why we developed that product. All right, Dr. Diane Kaiser is our guest. We'll take more of your calls on the other side of this break.
Hi,
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best tasting, best smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your operation, a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now. If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off. This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the new
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
And our guest, Dr. Diane Kayser. Diane, there was something you said you wanted to get into at the top of this segment. So go ahead and lead us off.
Thank you, Owen. Guys, can you please cue on slide 2? I want to talk about smart meters. Have you heard of smart meters, Owen?
Yeah, they put them on your house. They measure your electricity, put off a bunch of radiation.
Yeah, so those are basically the AirPods for your house. We got to get rid of all this crap. And it's not just radiation. It's not just how much they're pulsing frequencies throughout the home that are destroying your sleep and causing anxiety, panic attacks. migraines. I mean, you guys, we have to think about where this pain is coming from instead of just saying, let's get rid of inflammation. Let's just numb out the pain. We have to question where this stuff is coming from. So if you look at the Paradise fires and the Maui fires, they've all connected these fires back to smart meters as the initiates that have blown up the homes. So not just from a perspective of saving your home and protecting your home, but also protecting your plants, your animals, your children, yourself. Watch this documentary, Take Back Your Power. I have it on my Rumble channel for free. What we're looking at with smart meters is that they can expose the body to 160 to 800 times as much microwave radiation as mobile phones. And what they also cause, just like I said about AirPods, they cause hormone disruption, DNA damage, and leakage of the blood-brain barrier, sperm count reduction and damage, sleep disorders, learning difficulties, ADD, ADHD, dementia, cancer, including leukemia. I mean, we're seeing a ton of people being diagnosed with cancer, turbo cancers. We know that that's partially from these bioweapons that we're masquerading as vaccines. We know that there are a lot of different reasons, right? But this is also one that's been around for a very, very long time. And it's a very easy phone call to make. You pay $20 to have it deactivated, and it might cost you like $10 a month. But this is something I highly recommend you do today, not tomorrow. If you need any support on it, emfhelpcenter.com. I'm not affiliated with them, but they have all kinds of different things that you can use as resources if your utility company does not let you. But this is a sinister plan that is much farther beyond food and moving into spying in your homes and your appliances. And they're also, when they're putting them on people's homes, they're seeing that people think, kind of like what Thomas said earlier, they think they have to have these installed by your by utility companies. You don't. This is another one of those things that you have the power, you have the freedom, and you have the full right to opt out. But watch that documentary so that you can understand exactly why. It is something you need to do now.
Yeah, and that's how they trick you, is saying, oh, well, you're going to save money, or we'll have to charge you to not have this system installed at your home. So it's kind of like the unofficial official mandate, the way they bully you into that. And by the way, just on that note, as an aside, you know, it drives me crazy, and I'm not somebody that likes to disrupt somebody's workout at the gym or, you know, pry my nose into business, but I see these girls walking around the gym with their cell phones tucked into their sports bras. I see these guys walking around the gym. They have these new pants for guys, and they're nice and comfortable. It kind of has like the, you know, the underwear built into it basically, but the pocket is like built in, so it sits right there. And it sits tight right there next to your genitalia. And I see this. I never say anything, but I'm just like, part of me wants to tell these guys and gals, it's like, hey, you're blasting the most important part of your body with radiation right now.
Yeah. And now we have prostate cancer and breast cancer. I mean, I wish you would, Owen. You know, I don't know.
I don't want to, you know, and then you kind of freak people out too. And then they're like, oh, what? I'm getting blasted with radiation? Like, oh. It's like you tell a paranoid schizophrenic that, they might go crazy.
I know. I can just tell by the energy of the people who feel like they would care. If somebody is, I'm calling this Botox bots, the women who are like frozen and they're using Botox like crazy, or even men. I'm not judging because I did Botox a few times and it almost killed me. But if you look at these people's faces and they're kind of like frozen, like I'm calling it Botox bot. And you can't tell if those people even have an expression. If you tell them that, hey, you're kind of radiating your, you know, your most important parts, they might be like, oh, really? And they already look like that. So I'm saying this to my former self, you guys. Botox is the greatest, single, most toxic substance known to man. Those don't belong near your parts or anywhere near your baby or your body either.
Yeah, that's actually been a viral trend on X recently, has been asking ladies that have either plastic surgery or a bunch of Botox, and people always age them like 10, 15 years older, and they're like stunned, but it kind of has the reverse as intended effect. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to George in Oregon. George, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'm 60 years old, and my whole life, off and on, I've suffered from pretty bad eczema. It's mainly on my lower legs. And I saw a dermatologist one time, and she looked at me about 2 minutes and gave me a prescription for a steroid cream, which helps a little bit, but I've got not using that anymore. I've tried just about every kind of cream on the market, and some of it calms it down a little bit, but I just wondered your thoughts on trying to get rid of this.
Yep. Thank you for the question, George. Eczema is gnarly. It's an autoimmune condition where your skin is reacting, and it's basically your skin. You guys, this is for George and everybody. Anytime your skin is, I call it skin inflammation. It's inflammation on the skin, and that's your third kidney. So what your skin is trying to tell you is, George, things are really messy down here in the gut. They're messy here in the gut, and you have leaky gut, and these toxins, these poisons, these pathogens are transferring, and they're getting through the gut barrier, and they're able to migrate into the blood, and then the blood and the lymph will then surface these poisons. Anything that happens, and mark my word, everyone listening, if you put creams on things that are happening from inside the body, they're not going to fix the root of the problem. Western medicine will never get to the root of the problem. So we have to go through this process, right? And slide number 23, if you guys want to show the parasite connection next, is that what's happening inside is that we have to address parasites. There are five things that we see on every single patient that we test. We see number one, parasites. Number two, mold. Number three, yes, Lyme is in everybody, and it's becoming more problematic than ever. Why? Because our immune system is so low. Number four, we see plastics. And number five, we see glyphosate. That is in every single person we test, and not just small amounts, but high amounts. So what happens with all four of those things that I listed, except for the parasites are the harbor vectors that are carrying around all these toxins. And when they eat, like what Owen and I were talking about earlier, look at that face.
It's a cute, loving parasite.
It's so cute. I had a boyfriend that looked like that one day. But those cute, loving parasites, they release waste. They poop all over your body, and it surfaces on your skin. So in order to get rid of eczema and every skin issue, we've got to go after parasites. So what I'd recommend for you, George, is to go through three rounds of parasite cleansing. You can go to my website where I talk all about this, dianekaser.com/transform. You can get the free module of the parasite cleanse. You could just do the supplements. You could do the diet as well. There are certain things not to eat. There are certain things to eat, like papaya seeds and pineapple and papaya, coconut oil, coconut yogurt. Those are all things that are very helpful to get rid of parasites as well as far as diet. But we want to go a step beyond that. We use 14 different herbs in the parasite cleanse that I do. So we can get rid of all autoimmune disease, all skin inflammation, hair loss, depression. There's 100 plus different symptoms related to parasites that you can see on my fullmoonparasitecleanse.com. It'll floor you. Cancer is the number one, or parasites, the number one root cause of cancer. And most of the things you're going to see on that website. So I recommend that, and you will see a difference. I've helped treat many, and I mean hundreds of people over the last 15 years from eczema. And it goes away after about three parasite cleanses in a row.
That's such a perfect analogy of how the modern day Western medicine system works. It literally treats the surface level problem, but not the root cause. But just quickly, would you say that, even maybe as something as kind of a short term immediate thing, coconut oil on the skin?
It could help. It's going to get rid of, it's going to, yeah, it can help. So there's one of the formulas we have in our parasite cleanse is a tincture. And I do recommend to patients to kind of calm things down, a little coconut oil as a carrier oil, and then some of the tinctures from what's called Para 3, which has parasite.
All right, we got one more segment coming up. We'll be right back.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, still good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and The War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Get her response too. The Ralph Lauren has just debuted the Olympic fit for the athletes. I gotta say, quite sharp indeed. Very good, Ralph Lauren, with the merchandise that they put out. Even an old ugly sweater, and then there's kind of their uniforms they'll be walking out in. So pretty nice fashion statement gonna be made by the athletes coming up at the Olympics.
I gotta say, I'm a fan. Okay, she doesn't have to comment on that. I just wanted to show you that because I think it's cool. I do want to get to comment on this. Now, look, I thought this was comedy when I saw this. Apparently, this is serious, some NBC drama where there's a new cause for cancer. There's a new cause for tumors. I've never heard of this before. Maybe Diane has. So, guys, which I've got so many damn clips here. I can't even find it. Yeah, so here it is, an NBC drama. You'll never guess what's causing cancerous tumors now in clip 24.
Make yourself comfortable. There's a couch over there.
Hey, is he okay?
Yeah, he's okay. I had Cephas answer some questions from a Harvard test known as UNREST. It is designed to measure someone's level of social resistance.
Social resistance.
When people like us oppose the values and policies of the dominant culture.
That's right.
And what does that have to do
with... Your son, he feels threatened on a daily basis. Like everything he's earned can just be taken away. He's disenfranchised. But because his life is seemingly free from all this, because he can't name it, he's internalizing it.
Name what?
Racism. I think your son's tumor was caused by racism.
Oh my God. Diane, cancer caused by racism. Have you heard of this?
No, but I'm a racist because I love driving fast cars and racing them down the freeway. No, what? No, this is some propaganda right here. It's just like the sun causing cancer or killing people. This is insanity. Where did that come from? I'm just going to guess Soros, maybe?
Racism causing cancer. I thought it was a comedy because it was so ridiculous. And that the guy who's, I don't know if he's the doctor or whatever, saying your cancer was caused by racism. He's actually in some comedy movies like, I think it was Tucker and Dale versus Evil. It's a very underrated comedy. So I thought it was comedy, but apparently that's real. They're promoting racism cancer now. So you got to watch out.
Well, can we actually talk about my slide number 4 that you wanted me to talk a little bit about today, which actually shows the true cause of cancer, which is microplastics, which is causing infertility, gender confusion, and more, and that they found microplastics in every human testicle in the study that was done, and you could find this on The Guardian, which the link is below if you guys want to read more about this. We see microplastics and plastics and phthalates and forever chemicals in every single patient we test, not just little amounts, but in really high levels. So if you're out there and if you're a man, black, white, Asian, it doesn't matter. I'm not really racist. I was joking, which that whole clip is a joke to me. I think we all have our own, you know, fears and not feeling included, but that's insanity, I think. It's more so from these toxins that they are not wanting to contend with and not show the truth on. And these toxins are things that you guys stop drinking plastic water bottles. Stop drinking from plastic bottles. Stop it. And gotta get a filter. You have to filter your water if you really need to see
and also just to kind of hone in on this, because that's why I have the filters in my house. I have glass bottles. So I have, yeah. I mean, you drink out of a glass. I wouldn't drink out of any plastic anymore, but I also have glass bottles that I'll fill it with. So if I need to travel with water or whatever, I actually have a glass container for my water now too. So I don't even ever get any of that.
Good. I mean, plastics are everywhere. We can't get around it. I mean, but that's also the thing is that, stop drinking like Owen's doing, and here's mine. I mean, like, you make fun of me because it's a rainbow, but I like rainbows when I was born, okay? I've always been into rainbows.
It's Pride Month. We'll forget it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm celebrating. I'm proud to be on this show. How about that? Pride about InfoWars. So plastics everywhere, you guys. You have to have something that's supporting the elimination of plastics from your body, and that's why I also recommend some sort of toxin binder. On a daily basis that you're consuming. I talk all about that. If you go to DianeCaser.com/binders, you'll see exactly what I mean by that. We need to be supplementing because we're surrounded by toxins. We're breathing them in. We're eating them. Right now they found that 75% of air and water it contains the same glyphosate that they're spraying on GMOs that we started the show on. So none of us are getting around this. We have to reduce it. And if you have cancer right now, I'm talking to some of my patients out there. They don't want to change their diet. If you have cancer, you must change your diet now. Now we have to change this paradigm. The reason why we're being poisoned is because we continue to buy the very things that are poisoning us that we are addicted to. Processed foods are kryptonite.
It is addiction, by the way. It is quite literally an addiction. They put ingredients in the food that makes you addicted. 100%.
Yep.
So that's why, it is tough, but you do have to stop it. I mean, there's no other way to put it. You just have to stop it. All right, let's take at least one more call before we sign off here. Let's go to Joe in South Carolina. Joe, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Right here. Hey, Owen, 1776 worldwide, baby.
All right.
Now,
yep.
My wife is having some autoimmune problems. I'm sorry. I'm really embarrassed right now. All right. So
I saw when you talk about binders, Ian, I saw on your website you have the Carboxy.
Mm-hmm.
And thinking about taking that for my wife because she's having problems like with her skin. Her skin hurts when her joints and her bones hurt. And when we eat grass-fed meat only, we're fine. But as soon as we go back to conventional meat, she has a flare-up or something like that. And so we have the InfoWars products. We love them. We got the
bodies.
We got bodies. We got the iodine X2, the fish pills. Right. We love it.
Yeah. So if you have an autoimmune disease, and thank you guys for being transparent. So I'm going to create the borders for you that Western medicine doctors are not. If you are sick at all with any symptom, diagnosed autoimmune disease, cancer, stop poisoning yourself with anything processed. And I mean, we really have to stop this. You're not going to fix anything by going to, you know, Western medicine or doctor and turning these things off. We know that. So for me personally, I do not eat any of these processed meats. Like grass-fed, we have to go back to the way we used to eat. So as far as the binder, what I'd recommend for your wife and everybody, a good binder binds to toxins in all of your different parts. So you can use that in something called a Sinupulse or a Navage, and you can get that on Amazon for less than $100. You put a good binder, like a pinch of it, into the little reservoir with one entire thing of distilled water. You put some drops of our parasite formulas in there, and you rinse out your sinuses. This is where we're breathing in all of these poisons in our air. Remember, 75% of air quality tested has glyphosate in it. So we're breathing in really toxic air and the chemtrails and all of these things that right now we are all subject to. So I would do that with her nasal passages since it's on her skin. I would make some little tinctures. I would put drops of parasite formulas in her ears. But she needs oh, hey, you guys found a video. How
great.
Do you do that?
Great. So now I've got to do this.
So
I've been avoiding that forever. I don't want it.
Talk about, you'll be able to breathe better than ever. I have, and I'm talking big buff men who are personal trainers and they're like, I can't breathe. I'm having heart palpitations. I'm like, do this one thing and then just tell me how you feel. And they're like, are you kidding me? What the hell are you doing to me? I'm like, what do you mean? They're like, I slept better than ever. I'm sleeping. I'm breathing better than ever. I'm not snoring. My wife doesn't hit me anymore because I can actually sleep through the night. So this is the main reason that we actually swallow 3 liters. This is 1 liter. We swallow 3 liters of our own saliva every single day. So anything that's happening in the mouth, we're swallowing back. So use that binder every single day. Work on parasite cleansing. And I have something for you guys for free today. If you go to DianeKaiser.com/free-detox, and that's the last slide, slide 25, all kinds of different things that you can do, 7 foods to avoid. I talk about everything in my free cleanse, and you guys can join anytime, do that anytime. Little bits, healthy swaps, but we've got to stop funding these psychopaths that are making the very poisons that we're addicted to. That's the step number one. We're literally killing ourselves otherwise.
All right. You know, I cut the Bluetooth earbuds. I didn't take the anesthetic. I don't know if I'm doing the nose sinus cleanse. I don't know. Maybe next time we talk in a month from now, maybe I'll do the freak show there. But I don't know.
You're stuck, Owen. I'm going to send it to you. I don't care what
great.
You say.
So now I'm going to have to do it. All right. Dr. Diane Kaiser, thank you so much. Thanks to the callers. Big up to the crew. We take a 21-hour break. Actually, I'm hosting Alex Jones tomorrow, so I'll see you then.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands 2 products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oils and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com/show.